In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? In all of Scripture, there are only two times that the angels gather around the earth to praise God for his marvelous works. The first time is the dawn of creation. The second time is the birth of Christ. The morning stars that once sang at the dawn of creation now sing at the dawn of the incarnation. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. For Christ Jesus is God become man. And when God becomes man, everything changes and nothing is ever the same again. It is a new creation, a creation in which God has forever joined himself with his creatures, a creation in which God now has skin, eyelashes, and elbows. He who once spoke our universe into existence, who fashioned man from the dust of the earth, now wraps himself in the dust of the earth, weaves himself into one with DNA and human cells, knits himself together with humanity in his virgin mother's womb. There is no greater miracle. God becomes man. And at this, the angels shout for joy and fill the Bethlehem skies with their praises. Perhaps there's a theological meaning to those words, silent night, holy night, because that night in reality wasn't all that silent. Not only were the angels filling the skies with their praises, but sinners below didn't stop their busy lives and observe a moment of holy silence at the birth of God, let alone have an entire night be silent. The innkeeper was still keeping his inn. The shepherds were still tending their flocks. The cities were overcrowded with people who had come for the census. The noise and din of sinners going about their lives never ceased, sort of like tonight. God was not born into a snow globe, or a Christmas card, or a sentimental world of gently falling snowflakes. God was born into a chaotic scene of blood and straw and desperate prayers, into a world that never stops. Under the dark sky, under the same stars we look up and see, God was born into this world of ours, a world of sound and fury, a world full of voices competing for your attention, offering uncertain promises, differing theories, contradicting worldviews. God is dead. God is alive. God is happy with everyone. God is at odds with you. I'm a good person. I can't believe I did that. There is right and wrong. Everything's relative. Eat, drink, and be merry. Your life is passing you by. Money is all that matters. Can't buy happiness. Guns are the problem. People are the problem. Everyone else is the problem. I'm the problem. Divorce is freedom. Divorce is hell. I can quit anytime I want. I'll quit tomorrow. We were best friends. What happens when I die? Death is a long ways off. Now is the time to be worried. Don't worry, be happy. What is happiness? Get it done. It can wait. Who am I? Is this all there is? What have I become? Our heads hum with a million thoughts. The small things that need our attention now, the bigger plans and hopes, the great questions and growing sorrows. Like an orchestra of chaos in every head that spills into the words we speak and sometimes regret. The things we do and leave undone, that shape our lives and the lives of others. Each human being a voice crying out, until the world is filled with a deafening sound that is impossible to understand or take in or help, until it's all just noise in our ears and heads, and in the end, it all just seems meaningless. Not into some pristine and silent night, but into chaos, into the noise, Christ comes. Not as a shout, not as God raising his voice above all others. No, he is the still, small voice of God, whispered into a Bethlehem manger. He is the word of God, whispered into the sound and fury of every life. Can you hear him? He is the word of God that means the end of all sorrow, the end of the curse, the end of the noise. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Do you hear? Christ is the word that God speaks to you. He is the word of God in human flesh, so that in your human flesh you might understand God, that you might listen to his birth, his ministry, his sermons, and learn that he is meek and lowly of heart, that he has come for the weary, the tired, the poor, the sinful. Listen to the syllables of his life that lead inevitably to his cross. Trace your fingers over the script written into his flesh by rod and scourge, his blood like ink, spelling out the language of God's love. Let this word of God fill your ears. Christ so loved you that he died for you. And that is why he came for you right now. There is no greater gift than this. There is one who so loves you, he laid down his life for you, rose for you, and lives for you still. He has not left you all alone, lost in all the noise. He is the word of God spoken to you, softly, so that you may hear. In him are the answers you seek. In him there is forgiveness and rest for your soul. In him there is love deeper than you can ever fully know. In him there is a peace for you that nothing else in all the world can give. He is hope. He is meaning. He is truth. He is the whisper of God into a loud and loveless world. The whisper of God into our broken hearts. The still small voice of the one who made you, telling you that he is making all things new. That the time is at hand for all things to be set right. He is the word of God spoken over your anxieties and fears and worries, like a father over the crib of his child. His word silences all and drowns out all other noise, giving you a silent and holy night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.